Act I of Romeo and Juliet
by William Shakespeare.
Scene V. A hall in Capulet's house. Musicians waiting. Enter servants.
Where's Potpan, that he helps not to take away? He shift a trencher, he scrape a trencher.
When good manners shall lie all in one or two men's hands, and they unwashed too, 'tis a foul thing.
Away with the joined stools, remove the court cupboard, look to the plate. Good thou, save me a piece of marchpane, and as thou loves me, let the porter let in Susan Grindstone and Nell. Antony and Potpan!
Aye, boy, ready.
You are looked for and called for, asked for and sought for in the great chamber.
We cannot be here and there too. Cheerily, boys, be brisk a while, and the longer liver take all.
They retire behind. Enter Capulet and company, with the guests, the maskers.
Welcome, gentlemen. Ladies that have their toes unplagued with corns will have a bout with you. Ah, my mistresses! Which of you all will now deny to dance? She that makes dainty, she, I'll swear, hath corns. Am I come near you now? Welcome, gentlemen! I have seen the day that I have worn a vizard, and could tell a whispering tale in a fair lady's ear, such as would please. Tis gone. Tis gone, tis gone. You're welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play. The hall, all, give room and foot it, girls.
Music plays, and they dance.
More light, you knaves, and turn the tables up. And quench the fire. The room is grown too hot. Ah, sirrah, this unlooked-for sport comes well. Nay, sit, good cousin Capulet. For you and I are past our dancing days. How long is't now since last yourself and I were in a mask?
By your lady, 30 years.
What, man? 'Tis not so much, 'tis not so much. 'Tis since the nuptial of Lucentio. Come, Pentecost, as quickly as it will, some 25 years, and then we masked.
'Tis more, 'tis more. His son is elder, sir. His son is 30.
Wit you tell me that? His son was but a ward 2 years ago.
What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel in an Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. So shows a snowy dove, trooping with crows, as yonder lady o'er her fellows shows. The measure done, I'll watch her place of stand, and touching hers make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? Forswear it, sight! For I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This, by his voice, should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What, dares the slave come hither, covered with an antic face, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honour of my kin, to strike him dead I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe, a villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
'Tis he, that villain, Romeo.
Content thee, gentle Cars, let him alone. He bears him like a portly gentleman. And to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. I would not for the wealth of all the town here in my house do him disparagement. Therefore be patient, take no note of him. It is my will, the which, if thou respect, show a fair presence, and put off these frowns, an ill-beseeming semblance for a feast.
It fits, when such a villain is a guest, I'll not endure him.
He shall be endured. What, good man boy? I say he shall. Go to. Am I the master here, or you? Go to. You'll not endure him. God shall mend my soul. You'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will set cock a hoop. You'll be the man.
Why, uncle, 'tis a shame.
Go to, go to. You are a saucy boy. Is't so, indeed? This trick may chance to scathe you. I know what. You must contrary me. Marry, 'tis time. Well said, my hearts. You are a princox. Go. Be quiet, or... More light, more light. For shame, I'll make you quiet. What? Cheerily, my hearts.
Patience, perforce, with wilful choler meeting, makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw. But this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to bitter gall.
Exit. To Juliet.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle fine is this. My lips, two blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not while my prayer's effect I take. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Kissing her.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips? O trespass, sweetly urged. Give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Madam, your mother craves a word with you.
What is her mother?
Mary Batchelor. Her mother is the lady of the house, and a good lady, and a wise and virtuous. I nursed her daughter that you talked withal. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chinks.
Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear account, my life is my foe's debt.
Away, begone! The sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear. The more is my unrest.
Nay, gentlemen, prepare not to be gone. We have a trifling foolish banquet towards. Is deemed so? Why, then, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen. Good night. More torches here. Come on, then. Let's to bed. Ah, sirrah.
To second Capulet.
By my fay, it waxes late. I'll to my rest.
Exeunt, all but Juliet and nurse.
Come hither, nurse. What is yond gentleman?
The son and heir of old Tiberio.
What's he that now is going out of door?
Marry, that, I think, be young Petruchio.
What's he that follows there, that would not dance?
I know not.
Go ask his name. If he be married, my grave is like to be my wedding bed.
His name is Romeo, and Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy.
What's this? What's this?
A rhyme I learned even now, of one I danced withal.
One calls within. Juliet.
Anon, anon. Come, let's away. The strangers are all gone.
Exeunt. Enter chorus.
Now old desire doth in his deathbed lie, and young affection gapes to be his heir. That fair for which love groaned for and would die, with tender Juliet matched, is now not fair. Now Romeo is beloved and loves again, alike bewitched by the charm of looks, but to his foe supposed he must complain, and she steal love's sweet bait from fearful hooks. Being held a foe, he may not have excess to breathe such vows as lovers use to swear, and she as much in love, her means much less, to meet her new beloved anywhere. But passion lends them power, time means to meet, tempering extremities with extreme sweet.
Exit. End of Act I.